I'm stunned, to be honest with you, because the doll goes into recess in 2 weeks' time, and that's the whole summer where the Taoiseach doesn't have to deal with legislation or is not on about Leinster House. Surely she could fit something in her schedule to meet with the family of Councillor Eddie Fullerton. I mean, I'm not aware of a situation within Europe where a much-loved public representative has been assassinated, murdered by the agents of another state, and the government in that state, not only do they sit in their hands for 24 years, but when remarkable evidence is brought to their attention by that family, they haven't got time to meet the family to hear it. I'm just stunned at this.
And has the Taoiseach given any particular reason in the correspondence why she will not meet with Eddie Fullerton's family?
No. The response I've got back from her private secretary is that due to her commitments, it's not possible to facilitate a meeting. There's no offer of a future meeting. I'm just stunned. When you listen to the Taoiseach, over the last 9 months to a year, talk about the rights of victims, the need for victims to have the truth, which is absolutely right. Yet when she's presented with the family of an elected representative who was assassinated, and the evidence is now overwhelming, with the assistance, the guidance, the support, the sustenance of the agents of the British state, that she cannot meet with the family to hear the latest evidence that they have put together. And I'm not going to give up on this. I'm now going to raise it next week with the Minister for Justice. I'm going to keep raising it until they sit down face to face and meet with the Fullerton family.
If Eddie Fullerton wasn't an ex-Sinn Féin councillor, do you feel that Taoiseach would then have met up with the family?
Well, I've already received a number. I've made it public today about I've received this letter, and already a lot of people are drawing comparisons with the way that she's dealt with some victims and the way that she's treating the Fullerton family. And it appears that the basis in which she's concerned about victims is if that can be embarrassing to Republicans. Now, my view is very clear. No matter who the victim is, they have the right to truth. They have the right to be assisted in getting the facts about the deaths of their loved ones or any other way that they suffered. That is absolutely the right. But all victims should be treated the same, should have the same access to the corridors of power, and should have the same support from government. And it's clear that Taoiseach Joan Burton doesn't believe that.
How are the Fullerton family going to react to this?
Well, I've already received feedback from some of the extended members of the family. They're furious. I have no doubt that when I speak to Amanda Fullerton and some of the close members of the family who are on the justice campaign, that they'll be disappointed. I intend to now vigorously pursue this matter over the next few weeks until I get a commitment from either the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, or the Minister for Justice, one of them, to meet with the Fullerton family and to hear just the remarkable evidence that they have brought forward. And what is that evidence? One, that we know that the killers, that the early hours of that morning after they murdered Eddie Fullerton, were taken back across the border in an RUC special branch vehicle. And we also know that whenever the weapons were found in relation to the massacres at Greysteel and Castle Rock, that two of those weapons were used in the murder of Eddie Fullerton. And those that were held in custody, the Gardaí were offered to interview them at that time. That's 93, 94. And they failed to do so. That's remarkable evidence that the family have brought forward, and nobody in government seems to want to hear it, but I'm going to make sure that they hear it.